community. Race the day.
Yes.
Well, that's what we have with the extreme left and their representatives. And blame French for the philosophy that
are you going to come?
Stimulator.
Yay.
You uncultured swirl! What are you looking at, Doc?
Which Reverend now?
Are you gonna come?
We deprecated, did we? I hear the magic bicker whistle.
I was
wrestling evidence.
So we're floating around inside your brain.
I mean, I'm a member of the union, and I am not.
So you're not even supposed to be on the air right now.
No, I'm not. We're
good
not
morning.
On the air.
This is your announcer.
Oh, so we're not on the air. That's right.
Well,
so right now,
we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
And now here he is, the man who is still your president.
Oh, I'm
leaving.
Communication. What I've told three.
First church and laugh, kicks us up genie band every time.
Who is this dumb idiot? It's the arrogance of his name. Who is this dumb idiot?
Good morning, my fellow Americans. And welcome to the Dick Nixon Show. Hello, I'm Richard Milhouse.
That's when I really freaked out.
Come on,
Sean,
it's
fake. Don't bother that rhyme. It's a lot of jokes.
I've been praying to Father near to return.
And that's where the White House room, where I brain order, and I'm sitting here in the deep end. First, let's see what we can do. Say this about that. I gotta tell you.
Love Church. This Love Church.
Bob!
I gotta tell you, I love church. This Love Church.
Bob!
I gotta tell you, I love church. This Love Church.
Bob!
I gotta tell you, I love church. This Love Church.
Bob! Bob!
Love Church. Totally.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Bob!
I love this guy.
Come join the fun. All of you have heard of
Bob!
Love Church. I gotta tell you,
it makes you feel real big.
Go, go, go! Love Church.
Bob!
Yes. Yes. Love Church.
Bob!
Come join the fun. All of you have heard of
Bob!
Love Church.
It makes you feel real big.
Yes.
Giving.
Yes.
Giving.
Bob!
And the clock struck three.
By a great new republic, Washington. The first president of the
Secretary of State to see the
just read the letter and not all the prefix. Right? Okay, not addresses, internet, all of that. Okay. Dear Nadezhda.
Oh, thank you, Kira.
All the radio you can imagine, and then some.
Orgy of that.
All the radio you can imagine, and then some. Well, he'll take care of that in the editing process. The there is, after all, a second layer of care within these programs. With the editing shears, slicing and cutting and clipping, fusing and splicing.
Well, it's your show, Puzzling Evidence.
Puzzling Evidence Show.
It erupted one day from a farmer's field and grew to terrifying mountainous proportions, spewing out molten lava and steam. When the subterranean wind transports the hill torn from Pelora, or the shattered side of thundering Etna, whose combustible and fueled entrails, thence conceiving fire, sublimed in mineral fury, aid the winds and leave a singed bottom, all fog and stench of the smoke.
Hey, where do I complain about the Puzzling Evidence Radio Show? It
speaks on it.
There's two of them. There's two distinct errors.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Didn't hear anything else.
What?
All radio is dead.
Wake up.
I must be having a nightmare.
Wake up. Wake up.
What's going on?
Really sucks. If you're happy, it's because you forgot to be afraid.
I'm a see this video.
Okay. The show starts now.
For those of you listening, the show.
Puzzling evidence.
What is the?
Okay.
The show starts now.
Here in the studio with K-Rob.
Give them what they want. Because this is Reloadio. Echo, 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 echo.
I hope you're having a great fucking night. Be good to each other, please.
Yeah, welcome to Puzzling Evidence.
Just one. We need to find a new show first. It's all broken up in pieces on the ground.
Nobody wants to steal this show.
Somebody glue it back together. If you can collect up all the fragments of show and then transport it, you can have the transporter reassemble it in the right order. Right? The pattern buffer will catch it, and it'll reassemble it in the proper way. And the show is brand new and sparkly. A show. Scary show, dive bombing my ears. It scared me from my stupor. I had to stop texting.
Well, I'm not really able to access my own understanding here, but I'm going to tell you one other thing. This show is brought to you by the Lord's favor and by the beaming, shining faces, many good devils like you. Somewhere near the back of your eyeball is this warm, friendly place where the show likes to roost. Yes, it hurts for only a moment, and then afterwards, it makes an issue with you. We will take care of the entire implant procedure. The rest is entirely up to you. But it will cost money. That's where you come in.
Yeah.
Is that at the end?
No.
Somewhere near the back of your eyeball is this warm, friendly place where the show likes to roost. Yes, it hurts for only a month, and then afterwards, an eternity of pain. We will take care of the entire implant procedure. The rest is entirely up to you. But it will cost money. That's where you come in, listener and follower of this show. To keep us on the air, we need your $3, simoleons, and pursuits. Is that at the end?
No. It was puzzling. You know, bad puzzling. No way, man. It was puzzling. You know, bad puzzling. And. Hey, man.
Is that at the end?
No. It was puzzling.
No matter who we are, no matter what we do, every day we can choose.
We better get drunk.
Three. And the clock struck three. And the clock struck three. And the clock struck three.
They have heavy, warm fur.
No, it's pure show brought to you all the way over.
I think the main thing is... What is the main thing?
The show.
KPFA's,
Radio Boulevard. Radio presentation.
Miss Ross. Miss Ross. Miss Ross.
Exactly. Precise.
Well, he'll take care of that in the editing.
Almost funny, but not quite. This show is so funny that even this caller cracks up. Hello, you are funny. This show is unbelievably humorous. We're washing your mind.
We feel great about Doc Doc, and you have to sit in your mind. You can call now.
Hello,
your further instructions to get to Doc Doc.
Stay short,
95.
We're talking about Doc Doc.
Man, man, man.
But this year, that's guaranteed.
And, don't worry. If you would please press the off all with no pills button. Okay, now Jager steps up to the mic. The mic is dysfunctional. Moving the mic stand, shoving the mic up the throat wound of the last victim here at Doc Doc 607, and he's removing the functioning mic. He's repaired the mic. Yes, the a slight throat wound where the soldering gun slipped. The smell of burning flesh is rather sickening here at Doc Doc. But Janer has got the mic working. Janer has got the mic working. He's got it. Raising it to his lips.
Mojo.
He's bringing it close to his head. But the red light is on. And Janer speaks.
I know where I live, so I could
wait 25 minutes and then kill me.
In the mix of life, we are in the well, then, maybe you're the man.
No, that's not my fault.
Hey, the caller.
Say something.
That's going to be crazy.
It is death grateful.
Yeah, you don't want to be up all night now, okay? Go sleepy.
Like some of us are.
Up all night.
You've got a fight to find.
Fight that fight.
Like, otherwise, you'd be up all night.
Listen to what he said.
Maybe it's me and maybe it's rough. You don't understand.
Golfers?
Not as wide as the hair. there.
Chasing rabbit, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hooker, smoking caterpillar, has given you
the rock. Ron and Ron Radio Network.
Best friend is getting married. You want her to be with a male dancer the night before her wedding?
Of course. It's the only way to go, right?
I don't know about that, kid.
Hey, imagine how proud her father would be walking her down the aisle.
No.
He'll never know.
Freshly humped.
Hey, I'm now coming to you live from Wilmington, North Carolina.
We're on the edge of...
What's up?
Yo, this is... Yo,
holy fuck.
And we want to make sure that everybody knew Dawn was still in there. We're getting into that part of the show where it's just like, this is...
That was like late night with Briggs and Cam. It was that.
I don't need that. A head full of acid and wanting to slice me up with that goddamn knife.
Let's have a... Somebody...
He's just a kid.
Ex-colin on here.
I thought I lost there for a while, you know. But, yeah, you know. I guess I'm not being strange. Whatever, but, well, whatever.
Ecstasy.
He's so in trouble, man.
All right, brother. Well, you're a brave caller.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Always so damn self-amused.
And that's what's so amazing about working on the show. Tune in next week.
And above all else, we know this.
Show. Talking to the audience about what they're about to experience.
And in another way, it shows the resilience of this particular show that
I just wanted isolated.
Get looks at Robin, just wrapping himself tight in his poster at Dawson.
Yes,
the last 6 years of Lila's show.
It's not very peaceful now, but maybe it will be when the Orange Boy is down there. The work.
Shut up! Walk!
Stop acting like everything is all right. Stop acting like everything is all right. Because if it isn't, nothing is all right. Regardless of what I may have told you over the radio, nothing you can buy will make you a better person. A happier person. A more spiritually connected person can provide you with the things in life that are truly important to the soul.
With liquid chicken.
I don't understand what this show is about.
You're supposed to understand.
Oh, what is the purpose of this show?
What's the purpose of this show?
Oh yeah, it's a little toothpick radio station here. See, there's awesome.
The detail is incredible. They've even got the cash right.
What?
Well, moving right along, we have 15 minutes left of miraculous show in super electromagnetic dynamation. And as the sun sets slowly in the west, once again, questionable utterances on the show imperil our continuum. So let's move to something safe, like children or bunnies or something. Actually, both of those
welcome
are offensive subjects.
Thank you. We only talk about soft, non-pointed objects.
And round
subjects.
Gently bunnies.
I had a ring.
There's another clue.
That's why this is the best radio station on Earth.
You want to know what's funny in the mess, though?
All right, everyone. We'll keep you in the evening. Did you get a fight? Your headset on? It's like pressing in a cold first place with 61,000 points.
Nice door.
We have your excellent clutter waiting for you to touch the minute. I'm dying for one to I think you want to figure out, but keep your labor on this one fix. Okay, Evan, you're redirected to the first place. You have towards about the area now. Much closing evidence. You have bogey on your 9 o'clock behind you now. Okay, closing evidence. Fire away. Line up the laser sight right on top of the target. Okay, closing evidence. You have a ground cover out of you. Get your lasers on now and fire away. You got a duty, fire away. There you go. Keep firing.
At radiolegacy.com.fm. Try to figure out my smack. Alright, that's exactly what
terrible. I fear it. It's certainly likely to happen to me with...
No way.
we don't tell people a lot of nonsense to get them all wild.
Second, it should be kept in mind that the tape recording, which you are hearing, was not recorded in a sound studio with professional equipment.
Come back.
Sick! That's how you spread the plague!
Keyhole, testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you don't play for the last. Right. You hope you get one eventually, but you have no sense of it.
I think
the
God wanted Donald Trump to become president.
Do a piece and then get into a show somewhere, and then somebody will talk to you about it. Months later, you go,
welcome to great.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, we talked to you about it. Months later, like, that's great. You know, it's like, oh yeah, this show's actually going after people. Okay. At 3 in the morning.
Wait for that to come.
Bass so deep and powerful it shakes your brain and rocks the neighborhood.
Robots are stupid.
Why he's there?
This man is in the White House. Rob, I'm gonna need some help in there. Yes. What you
As I stand before you today, I see the greatest president in history. Of course he is. He was chosen by God.
I am not going to discuss the circumstances that led the person banging on someone else's door at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Luckily,
from a whistle to a scream.
Five, Mike, and two. One.
Now, this recorder that I'm speaking to it on now, I made myself.
Really?
But it's something we like to call talk radio.
Listen, this sounds kind of funny. It's because I'm on radio.
Every Friday night, Julia's charge is to compare the grocery prices for her Saturday morning charge. That is, after the radio's turned down a little. When that matter's settled, maybe
you're
like, buddy, maybe, I figure maybe I can get in a little meeting before it's time to go to bed.
Now it's my time to check off. Which is that was a really good show.
All of a sudden, it's time to go to bed.
It was really entertaining, and it was upsetting my work thing, and it made me think about life, my own life, and how precious life is, and how short it is.
You took
K-Rob was... K-Rob...
Yes.
K-Rob was...
Then we had the guys meeting our neighbors, making friends with the people we hate. I got an inkling of the kind of neighbors we had the first time I tried to mow the lawn. That ancient broken down lawnmower of mine. The neighbors weren't friendly very long. Those neighbors of ours, working people like myself, were selfish people like myself. All of a sudden, I had an odd feeling. The fact is, I gotta take a big shit. And quickly. Every fucking week, there's always a million and one bills. And my paycheck is never that much money. As I started to unfold my check, I had an odd feeling.
Yeah, I know. All of you guys are paranormal. You guys are all crazy.
everything
true.
Sort
of and you have to be crazy to stay up all night and do radio. Hours and hours and hours.
The workers in our department had any grievances or complaints, they brought them to me and I'd take them out. Usually, they went to a higher representative of management.
Then we all had some point here.
But not this time. Usually, we could settle matters quickly. But not this time. No, all. All our machines had some safety devices, and there was a time I had that accident.
This is PPFA and PPFA.
My doctor officer tipped my deck. The x-ray showed my bone root was badly smashed. On top of that, I got my core finance for taking my big fat member. Neither Julia nor I've ever voted in the election. And we seldom miss church on Sunday morning. We missed church.
What's going on?
My life was a big thing in my life. I took no interest in helping the young people. Learning to dance and enjoying it like these children. Enjoying it like these children.
Do you know where your children are?
But long before Beanie ran into a little trouble at school, one night I came home and found her crying like a little dick.
It's too bad.
He had a note from her teacher that she'd had to wipe her bone ass and all of it. Maybe I can help her replace Sheldon, but not this time. I remember that day when Julia and I made up our minds we were through, and we all think that's best for everybody. I was finally alone, living for the best. This was easier said than done. Every night I usually count the years until I dance. There's always a million worries, troubles, and problems in my life. But everything was fine. Everything was okay. Everything was good. I usually take a million recreations to forget all of my personal problems. Even better, every Friday night, I get mad. I usually take an hour or so to take a piss. But not this time, because I've had to talk on Facebook.
In just 2 minutes,
you're done. We're on our way. Good. We're on our way. My phone fell.
In just 2 minutes.
You're done.
You were in your own way.
I want to smoke some marijuana.
Money?
magic.
I love your show. And they're like, they mean it when they're looking at you.
Okay. I love your power. Damn.
I love this moment so much. But you want to have sex with a
boxer, UFC fighter. We already have that.
I like that too.
I'm not going to let you
seconds in, I'm like cracking up.
Today is Saturday, my work day. I get to work while Julia walks around the neighborhood all day.
Guess what? Some people have to work on Saturdays.
That means she gets around. That is gross, but we have to make sure we get money. She gets meat from five big guys and a couple of boxes.
Five big guys.
We're all big meat eaters in our family. We're all big meat eaters. Julia buys food for the entire week.
If you know, you know.
She takes the entire pocket.